The Magen Avraham quotes a minig among yechidim, among individuals, that on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, no date, but the week of Parshas Chukas on the Friday, there's a custom among some yechidim to fast. In fact, at some places they bring down, they didn't even leave their home. They did all their preparing for Shabbos on Thursday. What is this fast day all about? So, I think it was 1242 in Paris, but basically in France and Germany, all the books of the Talmud, basically the oral law, they didn't have the printing press, and it wasn't like you could just go buy another art scroll. It was only manuscripts, and it was things that took a long time, and they were burned. There was a whole debate with the Catholic Church, which is, it was rigged, and they said it's kvira in the Talmud, and therefore they burned a truckload, 24 truckloads, a tremendous amount, basically all the Sfarim almost, in France and Germany. They went into homes and took things. So I guess some of the Rabbanim asked, what's going on here? Like, why is it happening? And the God in the dream, it's Xera, I mean, Shemayim, Zos, Chukas, HaTorah. And that's why the Xera, and that's why the Minig of the Fast, it wasn't a specific date. It was on the Friday of Zos, of Parshas Chukas. So some want to perhaps speculate or discuss, the Chidah discusses it, what event happened that caused us, what kind of Midah, Keneged Midah was here. So he suggests, and based on Rabbeinu Yonah, but about 8 to 10 years beforehand, something happened to the Jewish people. I don't think the Jews burnt the books, but they allowed the books to Rambam. The Rambam they put in Chayram, especially the Mora Nebuchim, because they didn't like he was quoting Aristotle. Sometimes he would reconcile, other times he wouldn't, but they didn't like the Rambam and Mora Nebuchim, and they put him into Chayram. So what happened was, and then one thing led to another, and basically the Rambam's books were burned, and I guess the Jews let it happen, even if they didn't themselves burn the Sfarim. And Rabbeinu, the Chidah quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah. That's why he wrote the Shari Tshuva. Because when he was young, he says he was one of those people. He put the Rambam in Chayram. And therefore, and in fact, he wanted to do Tshuva. He wanted to go back and repent and ask forgiveness. And that's what, as we all know, that's a general problem. I'm not saying Rabbeinu Yonah's problem. But as the Gemara says in Makkos, Kama Tipshoi, foolish people, that they give kavod to a Sefer Torah, they treat it, oh, they jump up anytime the Torah's in a room, but when Torah scholars come by, they don't make much of a move. And the Gemara says, because it's without the Torah scholars, you wouldn't understand the Torah. As it says, instead of 40 makas, they told us 39. So, this minug, so the minug developed, it's a gzera, it seems to be in a dream, the Rabbanan got a gzera, Zos Chukas, the Torah happens on this week, this Friday. It's because, as a result of the 24 truckloads of Sfarim being burnt in France and Germany, and according to Chidah, Rabbeinu Yonah, that perhaps it was a Midah Keneged Midah, because about 8 years earlier, 8 to 10 years earlier, the Rambam's books were burned. And therefore, and the Jews stood by it, they were lacking Kavadah Torah, so therefore was the Midah Keneged Midah. And therefore, I don't know how many there are today, maybe there are, Zeren Yechidim, who fast this coming Friday Parshas Chukas. And in fact, that's at the And that's what the Maharam Rumberg in one of his kinos, one of the kinos, I think it's Mem Aleph, on Tisha B'Av, he alludes to, this is the allusion to what happened, I think it was 1242 in Paris, about the burning of the 24 truckloads of the Talmud.